Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Paige Smith. Charles Schwab says it wants to use AI to roll out some benefits previously reserved for its wealthier clients. Paige, let's talk about what kind of benefits we're talking about.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So this was an interview that was conducted with the CEO of Charles Schwab, Rick Wurster, and he specifically was talking about how the 55-year-old wealth management and investment firm that we all know and love, Charles Schwab, is actually kind of extending some of its offers that are traditionally reserved for wealthier clients to sort of folks that are maybe a little bit less affluent. So specifically, he was talking about extending what are known as basically extending the treatment that is associated with something called a designated relationship to less affluent consumers. And traditionally, you had to have $1 million in order to qualify for that designated relationship. And now using AI, the firm is saying that essentially you will be able to have some of that preferential treatment previously reserved for the wealthy clients only.
Okay, so if you are under $1 million, then does that mean you're going to be talking to a chatbot?
I think it's more about using the technology in the advisor context. But to be completely honest with you, the CEO, Rick Wurster, didn't go into exact detail. It was more of a conversation of how AI can be used in this wealth management space, which frankly is seeing a lot of turmoil right now, or definitely a lot of questions, I would say, as artificial intelligence comes to the forefront here.
What kind of questions are people posing with regards to AI use in wealth management?
Well, I think there's just the question of, you know, do I really need an advisor if I have a chatbot, right? And I think that the CEO of Schwab, Wurster, has addressed this in the past and essentially said, you know, yes, there will certainly be a need for advisors in the future, and that there have been jitters like this in the past. You know, think a few years back when the idea of like robo-investing was coming to the forefront. And obviously, there are still a number of advisors employed today. But I think there are a lot of questions because of the power of some of these artificial intelligence platforms and the agents associated with them. They're just working with a lot of information, right? And like, will they be able to, you know, will advisors still be needed, I think, is the underlying question here.
Do you think, and it just, you know, me being cynical, is getting people who have under $1 million invested with them, getting them used to the idea of not having a real person as an advisor and being okay with AI or a chatbot doing some of those advisory measures?
You know, to be clear, I don't think the CEO said that AI will be replacing advisors. In fact, I know that's definitely what he meant. That was not what he meant in any context. But I think it was more of the idea that AI will help advisors do their jobs better. So if you're looking for advice for a client, or if you're looking perhaps for more information or some market-specific insights, that's where AI would sort of augment the role of an advisor.
One last quick question. Are there other investment firms that are doing something similar?
I think the conversation around how AI can help advisors is taking place across the sector, most certainly. You know, you think of Schwab, but there are also a number of other retail investing platforms that have used AI in some shape or form. Robinhood has an artificial intelligence augmented offering of some kind. There are certainly others in the sector. Yes, they're not alone in this.
Paige, thanks so much for the time and for the reporting. Bloomberg's Paige Smith. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.